Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Fletcher.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Sorry I was late.
That's fine. So, how is it with being a senior and during COVID-19 circumstances, you don't have prom and graduation's a little different?
It's definitely difficult. I didn't expect my senior year to go like this, so it's kind of a disappointment. But I'm just happy to be out of school and looking forward to college. So that's me right now. But prom definitely, I was definitely looking forward to that, being my senior year.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate we couldn't do it. But graduation, there's we're doing virtual graduation, so it's not that we don't have graduation,
It's
but
just
it's just different. So
well, is were you hoping more or less as a junior, and then now expecting it as prom?
I definitely had like high hopes for my senior year. Thought it'd be like the best year of high school, but it turned out differently.
Definitely. Were you going to prom?
I was going to prom. I had a date. We had a group of people going together, so those plans all got canceled.
Were you, when you heard it was canceled, did you? I heard some people were excited, some people were nervous. What were your feelings on it?
After the week before spring break, we got out that whole week before spring break, and about around the end of spring break, I knew we weren't going back to school for at least another month. So, at that point, I really wasn't thinking about prom. I was thinking more just about like if I would ever go back to school, to high school again, see my friends and all that. So then after that month, then it hit me that we're not going to prom, and it was a letdown, but just worked out like that.
Do you think COVID-19 would still go on next year?
I surely hope not. I know my the college I'm going to, the University of Tennessee, they announced that the classes will start at normal or regular time in the fall. So I'm hopeful for that. But no, I do not want to see COVID any longer.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah.
What is your whole thoughts on quarantine, and how are you getting by with being living with Parker 24/7?
It's not the easiest, I'll say that. No, my quarantining, it's actually going good for me. The local Y just opened up, so I'm working out. I just got done playing golf with my friends, so I've really just been hanging out, and it's been beautiful. So it's more like summer for me now, just a extended summer.
Yeah. Were you just excited that you got an extended summer? But also, if you played sports, I think you did you think those were going to be extended in summer?
No, I never thought sports were really gonna go. I knew they were canceled because obviously because of like the contact in them and all that. So just had to say goodbye to that. But I definitely was a little excited to find out that we don't have any school anymore. It's sad and happy at the same time. It's sad that I don't get to see most of my friends at school anymore. Never going to be in high school again. But I'm also happy, optimistic to look into the future. And now I'm going to college and getting this break, I guess.
it's definitely good to have a break in some circumstances like these.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been any sad about it, or just? I heard I'm an optimist. I heard you're an optimist.
Yeah.
Optimist really runs in our family. So how have you been dealing with that? Have you been sad at all?
I've definitely been, a little bit sad. It's always disappointing, not knowing that some random Thursday was the last day of your high school.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, it's also kind of nice, just take a break and not really have to deal with school anymore. I mean, growing up now, going to college, so that's always great. And I'm more just like focused on the future now.
What is your major in college?
I'm majoring in finance.
Really?
Yeah.
What would your future job you would hope to be?
I hope to be a stockbroker.
Hmm.
That is my main goal right now.
Looks like a good one.
Yeah.
It's very difficult and very sad to think that you were hoping prom and graduation for your senior year and hoping it would be the best year, and then now thinking it's not taken away, but it's changed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so unexpected. Like, coming into my senior year, I was just happy to be a senior last year there. And even though, as much as I didn't really enjoy going to school that much, it's still, sad that I didn't get to say goodbye to some people or never going to see my teachers again. So, yeah, it's definitely rough.
What didn't you like about school?
Well, there's a lot, honestly. I would say, like, well, first of all, the scheduling, like waking up at 7 every day, that's not the best.
Definitely not.
Yeah. And I did have some pretty hard classes this year. So, didn't like that, but now that we're out of school, I miss it more. So,
yeah.
It's always what you can't have.
Did you do online school, or did they just shut it down when they said
school's up? No, I didn't do online school. I had some friends who were taking Columbia State classes, which, like, college, that's the community college classes online.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to finish that, but I think they finished like 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
And so they were doing that.
I've been doing online classes just because.
Oh.
And it's definitely, when you're not in online or when you're out of school, it's, you definitely want to do something or to have more homework than a normal day.
Yeah.
On school day.
Yeah.
Something, just something to do.
Mm-hmm, besides sit around all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just sit around all day.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Kind of expected that with everybody, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still do activities besides golfing?
I try to get out as much as I can now. No, and this is one of the last years or last couple months I'll be home. Get to see all my friends and stuff. I'm not doing like a lot of activities right now. Golfing would be a main hobby of mine. I'm actually going to the beach next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Also next week.
Oh yeah, you're going. Yeah, I think you guys are leaving like the day I get back.
Maybe.
I think. Yeah, so I'm doing that. But just trying to be active. Trying to get out of the house.
It's always good to get out of the house instead of being cooped up.
Yeah. Especially with my family.
Yeah. I just had a sleepover with TT last night.
Oh, awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah. Did you go to her apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is awesome.
It is. You got so many things to do. And I figured out how to make a mask out of a sock.
Oh, wow.
Very handy.
Yeah. Did TT show you?
No, actually, I showed him.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Comes helpful. It's not like a medical mask where you would wear to go to the hospital, but you would probably wear it just to go grocery shopping or something. It's like a quick in and out.
Yeah. Something handy.
Yeah. Well, if you have any questions, you can say them now, or we'll just end the podcast.
I just want to say one thing. Seniors, whether they love getting out of school or hate getting out of school, it sucks. I'm just gonna say it. Yeah, it sucks not having a prom or graduation. This being our last year, we're in our house, moving out next year, becoming adults. But I just like to say, stay positive, and look to the future.
Definitely.
That's all I gotta say.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Awesome. Thanks, Fletcher.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.